This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the sound of gunfire echoed in Sudan's capital for a fourth night, residents are trying to survive amid a lack of essential services and supplies. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral has more.
The sound of explosions, the sight of low-flying fighter jets. This is what it's been like for Sudan's residents since fighting broke out between warring factions on Saturday. It's become a situation described by the UN as a humanitarian catastrophe. On Tuesday, a planned 24-hour ceasefire came into effect. It was shattered shortly after the deadline. The sounds of fighting echoing again into the night.
Now, the Sudan conflict has prompted many global calls for a ceasefire. But questions still remain about how two other countries can persuade combatants in Khartoum to lay down their arms. U.S. officials in Congress and the White House say they're using their status in Washington and limited leverage to try to make peace. Anita Powell reports for VOA.
The White House says it is working hard to bring about peace, but declined to say what the consequences would be if the warring parties didn't listen. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary.
We've been very clear about the importance of de-escalating, and you've heard Secretary Blinken speak to this. You heard my colleague from NSC speak to this as well. And so I'm just not going to go beyond to what they have said.
U.S. lawmakers familiar with the continent say the stakes are high. Washington's ties with Khartoum have long been strained, and the U.S. suspended assistance to Sudan during the 2021 coup.
That's VOA's Anita Powell. Russian President Vladimir Putin visited the Kremlin's forces fighting in Ukraine for a second time in 2 months. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meanwhile, made his latest trip near the front line on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Four Americans affiliated with Black Empowerment and political organizations have been charged, along with three Russians, with conspiring to covertly sow discord in U.S. society, spreading Russian propaganda and interfere in U.S. elections. An indictment unsealed Tuesday adds the new defendants to an existing case in Tampa, Florida federal court involving Alexander Ionov, described by prosecutors as the founder of a Moscow-based organization funded by the Russian government to carry out an influence campaign in the U.S. The four Americans, all part of the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru movement, which has locations in St. Petersburg, Florida and St. Louis. China revealed new details of sanctions it previously announced against two U.S. weapons manufacturers, including a ban on Chinese companies doing business with them. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma with more.
China imposed trade and investment sanctions in February on Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Technologies Corporation's Raytheon Missiles and Defense for supplying weapons to Taiwan, the self-governed island claimed by China. China's Ministry of Commerce says in a statement the sanctions include a ban on exports and imports by the two companies from and to China, it says, to prevent Chinese products from being used in their military business. It's not clear what immediate impact the penalties might have, but the restrictions on imports and exports could hurt the two companies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House says it is working hard to bring about peace, but declined to
say
what the consequences.
The Missouri man charged with shooting a black teen who mistakenly rang the man's doorbell has surrendered. I'm Norman Hall. Authorities in Kansas City say the 84-year-old man charged in last week's shooting of a black teen has surrendered. The sheriff's office says Andrew Lester turned himself in a day after being charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. Some civil rights leaders urged a hate crime charge, but the county's top prosecutor says the assault charge carries a longer sentence, up to life in prison. Police say that 16-year-old Ralph Jarl's parents asked him to pick up his twin brothers at a home. Jarl, an honor student, rang the doorbell at the wrong address and was shot by Lester in the forehead, then shot again in the right forearm. He's recovering. I'm Norman Hall.
Chinese state media say that a fire killed at least 21 people at a hospital in Beijing and forced dozens of people to evacuate. Reports say at least 71 patients were rescued Tuesday after the fire broke out. Video circulating on social media showed people escaping out of the windows. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.